Guards members joining local emergency responders, conducting search and rescue missions, delivering supplies, and working to restore infrastructure. Asheville's water system severely damaged, too.
Israel firing further into Lebanon following its assassination of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah over the weekend. Dozens of U.S. ports could be shutting down at midnight if the union representing 45,000 dock workers carries through with the threatened strike. In the nation that sparked the Industrial Revolution, Britain's last coal-fired power plant closes today. Most of Britain's electricity comes from renewable sources. This is ABC News. In Austria, a major win for the far right.
As Freedom Party leader Herbert Kickl sees it, the win opens the door to a new era. From this point forward, he says, the Austrian people come first. So fed up were the voters with the traditional choices, seen as widely out of touch, party was able to secure the first far-right win in a national post-World War II parliamentary election there.
That's ABC's Tom Rivers at the Foreign Desk. His music touched a lot of people. The entertainment world remembering a legend after the death of Kris Kristofferson. In 1985, he helped create the country supergroup The Highwaymen, heard here. After a career that included writing songs for Jerry Lee Lewis, Johnny Cash, Patti Page, Kenny Rogers, and recording his own classics like For the Good Times and Me and Bobby McGee, his movie credits included A Star Is Born and Convoy. Kris Kristofferson was 88. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A downsized Trump rally in southwest Wisconsin. The Republican nominee for president wanted to campaign outdoors Saturday at the Prairie du Chien Airport. But the rally got moved to an indoor performing arts center that seats 650. It's because several Secret Service agents were providing security at the United Nations General Assembly meetings in New York. The disgraced former chancellor of UW-La Crosse is fired again, this time from his teaching job. Jimmy Kuska has the latest on Joe Gao.
Gao was fired as chancellor in December after UW officials learned he was producing and appearing in online pornography. Earlier this year, a UW-La Crosse panel recommended removing Gao from his faculty position. The Board of Regents listened to 45 minutes of discussion before making the decision in closed session. I'm Jimmy Kuska.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Berme, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Catkins is seeking donations. Their current goal is $15,000 to expand their facility in order to have more room for animals. Currently, they have 67 cats and 21 dogs in their care, and they are currently at $2,145 out of their total goal of $15,000. And don't forget, Jordan's Way is having a live fundraiser at Catkins, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And further details can be found on Facebook at Catkins Animal Rescue, Inc. I'm Austin Berme, and this has been Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. James Roy Gavin, age 80, of Park Falls, died on Monday, September 23rd at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. He is survived by his wife, Nancy, of Park Falls, by four children, Jill Herbst of Wausau, Jan Gavin of Ellsworth, by Amy Gavin of Phillips, and by Cindy Gavin of Medford. Further survived by two stepchildren, Kathleen Beaumont of Brantwood, and by Joe Zaraff of Rhinelander. Also survived by five grandchildren, by two great-grandchildren, by his sister Betty Scott of Stone Lake, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Graveside service will be held at NOLA Cemetery in Park Falls Wednesday, October 9th at 11 a.m. Deacon Chet Ball will officiate military honors under the auspices of the Park Falls American Legion Post. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for James Roy Gavin, age 80, of Park Falls. Dorothy M. Hanisch, 92, of Phillips, passed away on September 26th at Park Manor Nursing Home in Park Falls. She is survived by her children, Peter and Tim, further survived by her grandchildren, by her great-grandchildren, and by her sisters, Connie Kochi and Mildred Trzynski. Massive Christian burial to be held 11 a.m. Wednesday, October 2nd at St. Therese of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips. Visitation will be held 9:30 a.m. until the start of the Mass. The Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Dorothy M. Hanisch, 92, of Phillips. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Packers fall to 2-2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Minnesota led Green Bay 28-0 at the half, but the Packers were able to move the ball and put up points in the second half before falling short against the Vikings 31-29. Coach Matt LaFleur said the team started slow but finished strong.
Unfortunately, we just didn't get enough completions, but I did think he looked, as the game went, it seemed to me that he looked more and more comfortable. We made more explosive plays, which is tough to do when a team's sitting back in two shell.
Green Bay heads to L.A. to play the Rams on Sunday. The Milwaukee Brewers are off today as they await their postseason opponent. The Mets and Braves play a doubleheader today to determine postseason seeding. A sweep by either team means the Brewers get Arizona. A split means Milwaukee faces the Mets tomorrow. First pitch is just after 4:30 in Milwaukee tomorrow. And after dropping two games, the 2-2 Badgers host Purdue on Saturday with an 11 a.m. kickoff. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1156.
High school football from the weekend. Shawamigan gets a win over Athens 32-0. Phillips, they top Flambeau 52-26. Both of those games archived for you at 98qcountry.com. It was Shell Lake topping Birchwood Winter 52-6. Rib Lake top Prentice 46-32. Northwood Solon Springs a winner over Mellon 62-6. It was Merrill topping Lakeland 18-12 in 11-man action. Mosinee beat Tomahawk 28-14. And it was Medford a winner over Wausau East 44-6. The Phillips Loggers hosted a 7-team Phillips volleyball invite on Saturday. The host team Phillips going 5-0 with 2-0 wins over Bruce, Rhinelander, and Shawamigan in pool play. And then in the championship match, they get wins over Florence and also over Prentice. Prentice finishes in second place, Florence in third, Rhinelander fourth, Elko fifth, Shawamigan sixth, and Bruce in seventh place. So a fun tournament on Saturday. The Loggers will begin their continue their Merrillwood North Conference action tomorrow when they will travel to take on Abbotsford. 98Q weather update is being brought to you by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
One more warm day today, mostly sunny, breezy, with a high in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon. Tonight, a cold front comes through, breezy, clear, low of 43. Tomorrow, sunny and a lot colder, with a high of only 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44. 98Q Country.
Big orange ball sinking in the water. Toes in the sand, couldn't get much hotter. Little umbrella-shaped margaritas, coconut oil tanning senoritas. Oh, now I know how Jimmy Buffett feels. Hands on the wheel, cruising down the interstate. Gas pedal sticks, carries my car away. I was going as fast as a rambler goes. I could feel the speed from my head to my toes. Oh, now I know how Richard Petty feels. Well, I've been around the block a time or two. Done almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun. But there is one thing that I haven't done. Saved 2 months, bought a little diamond. Tonight's the night, feels like perfect timing. Down on one knee on mama's front step. Man, I'm gonna die if she really says yes. I wanna know how forever feels. Well, I've been around the block a time or two. Done almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun. But there is one thing that I haven't done.
This is gonna be everybody's laughing. Kind of party next week, you'll say I was there when it happened. Coming up on midnight, about time to get gone. And then the DJ starts to play her favorite song. You slow dance for 3 minutes or so. And then she whispers, baby, let's go. And when she slides in and she gives you the green light, you hold off till you turn on the headlights. And someday when you're looking back on your life at the memories, this is gonna be one of those. And you'll never forget how her heartbeat feels. No, you never will. Cause someday when you're looking back on your life at the memories, this is gonna be one of those nights. Yeah, one of those nights. One of those nights.
Church.
All day, every day.
98 Q Country.
Let's get to that keyword right now to get you entered into our extended summer text to win contest. It's 4 tickets to the Dells, to Mount Olympus, to the Top Secret Adventure, and others. And if you want to have an entry into the daily drawing, we're doing one today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday. Text us the word Dells right now. D-E-L-L-S. Text that to us, and you'll be in for today's extended summer giveaway. D-E-L-L-S. Do that from your Civic Media app. 98Q Dells. And you're in. Good luck. From 98Q, extended summer. We're ready. We're ready for more summer, right?
Sure.
Hey, girl, what's your name? It's so loud in here, I can't hear a thing. But I sure do like your style. And I can see you came to rock in your blue jeans and white tank top. Man, that look drives me wild. And it's, hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been here since the sun went down. Be here when it comes back around. Closed all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. Y'all take that redneck stuff outside. That's what parking lots are for. But once you're out, you ain't coming back. The velvet rope ain't got no slack. Man, they're busting down the door. And it's, hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been here since the sun went down. Be here when it comes back around. Worked all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. Sideways.
Whoa. That's right.
Yeah.
wanna, gotta make them wanna, gotta make them wanna come back for more. Hey now, here we go, DJ, don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor, gotta make them wanna come back for more. Then hey, since the sun went down, be here when it comes back around. Earth all week, it's time to play, gonna get a little bit. I can't hear a thing.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, chow in his jaw, when a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, this is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I my baby's a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. Great granddaddy bought it for 100 acres. He just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first to sell it. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raised my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. This is where five generations have prayed for rain. They'll cover me in it when the good Lord calls my name. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt.
Mr. Justin Moore with Dirt at 98Q Country. 45 our temp. We're on our way to about 76 today. And this will be it for, not it, for temperatures 60s, maybe 70. But this will probably be the warmest day for the rest of the year. With overnight lows refreshing in the morning here in the mid-40s. We like it. We like it. We like it. Hope your weekend was good. Final day of September today. How do you compute in your head how many days are in each month? What's the little song you learned as a kid? Because I mentioned this to my wife yesterday. I said tomorrow which is today. Tomorrow's the final day of September. And she goes, what about September 31st? And I said, 30 days has September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31 except for February with 28. So everybody has something they learned at some point along the way. That's how I remember. 30 days has September, April, June, and November. Everybody else 31, February 28, maybe 29. It's getting more difficult. So fall is going to come here, but this has just been a very, very unique summer and fall. Well, autumn is officially here, the equinox anyway. Boy, man, this mild weather and now dry after all the wet weather we've had. The dry conditions, you can go out, kick up dirt, and get dust on the windows of the house. So we could use some rain, but it doesn't look like much, if any, is going to happen here over the next several days. Well, every time the Vikings and Packers play, we always expect something different, something unique. They always play close games. This one was very, very unique yesterday. The Vikings storming out to that 28-0 lead, and then the Vikings gave a little back, and the Packers took a little back. The play that turned the whole game around that gave the Packers a chance to win was the Viking punt returner at the end of the first half. If he just lets that ball go, it's probably the end of the first half, most likely, and it's a 28-0 Viking lead. Instead, he decides apparently to look up into the sun, which it's always a surprise to everybody. Oh, the sun! The thing that's been there every day of my life. The sun, really? And then he muffed it, and the Packers grabbed it and got a touchdown. And that helped them come back, and then the Packers made a couple plays in that second half. And some of the stories like to say, you know, the Vikings, you know, let the Packers back in the game. That play they did, but the Packers created the fumble on Sam Darnold. They created that. And they made the pick down toward the goal line. It wasn't a giveaway. It was a nice defensive play. And the Packers' defensive backs, they can catch the ball. I mean, sometimes they can't defend real well, but they can catch. If you don't throw the ball accurately, the Packers, more often than not, are going to make you pay for it, are going to pick that ball off, turnovers. So those are a couple of the key plays. And then twice in the second half, the Vikings had fourth and short. And because they were ahead, decided to punt. And then the Vikings had a fourth and short down at like the 3-yard line and went for it and didn't get it. So it was a combination of a lot of different things that allowed the Packers to come back and eventually have an onside kick that could have potentially won the game for them, but it was unsuccessful. And like I said a little bit earlier, shame on you. Shame on you. If you were at the game yesterday, I saw they showed it on TV. They showed the line of people that were walking out the door of Lambeau Field with about 3 or 4 minutes to go. And the Packers looked like, you know, it was a 2-score game. I get it. You're like, oh, this one's over. It wasn't over. For all the there were thousands. There were thousands on their way out. There were people on their car. There were people in their car on their way home that were listening to the Packers do the onside kick to possibly win the game. Don't leave. Just don't leave. I remember as a young kid, I went to a baseball game with my, I don't know if it was a Brewer. I think it was Twins and Brewers, I think, playing. No, they wouldn't play each other. But anyway, I went to a Major League Baseball game with a friend. And their parent, it was like the sixth or seventh inning. And the team was down by like 5 or 6 runs. And they said, let's just go, you know. It wasn't my choice, it was theirs. And we listened on the radio on the way home as I think it was the Twins came back and won and could have been in the stadium. Ever since then, I think of that every time I see people milling out of the stadium before the final score, before the winner of the game has been determined. I understand, you know, if they're kneeling on the ball with 34 seconds to go, sure. I don't have a problem with that. Probably not going to be any of that fumble thing going on like there was like 30 years ago when the Giants messed that up because they put people behind there. It's just not going to happen. But even then, even then, when I'm at a professional football game, I wait for that final snap. I wait until players are milling around the field and shaking hands, and that's when I'm like, okay, we're good. I don't know what it is about that extra 5 or 10 minutes that people want to get out of the stadium and get home. You've just designated your entire day to this event. I mean, you've designated your entire day to this event, and now you're going to miss maybe the most memorable part of the whole trip because you want to beat 10 cars to the stoplight. So just don't go, okay? If you go to games, don't leave. In baseball, never leave until the final out is recorded because there's no clock in baseball. Teams can come back from anything in baseball. So baseball is a never leave. Football and basketball, basketball, if it's a 10-point lead with 7 seconds to go, you can probably take off. But you still might miss like a three-quarter court shot that goes in. So just don't do it. That's my tip to you. Just stay in your seat. It's an extra 15, 20 minutes maybe that you'll be home a little bit later. So the Vikings beat the Packers yesterday. If you missed the game, the Vikings jumped down to a 28-0 lead. It was 28-7 at the half. And then the Packers did a few things in the second half. The Vikings, anytime you're up 28-0 and you let the other team come back, it always involves you giving something back a little bit. The Vikings gave a couple things back. But I think, you know, when you look at the Packers, if there was a team that was designed to stay with and beat the Vikings, Packers are probably one of them because their offensive line is really good. And I know there were times yesterday where you were like, this offensive line isn't that good. But the Vikings defense, up to that point yesterday, was destroying. I mean, they literally destroyed the Houston offense and C.J. Stroud, and they were dominating. And the Vikings were very hesitant yesterday. I don't know what the blitz percentage was, but I don't think it was 40%, which is normally what they do. The Vikings seemed very hesitant about sending the blitz because they knew that the Packer offensive line was good. And if you don't get to Jordan Love when you blitz, you know, eventually he's good at finding that open guy. You know, he was a little bit limpy yesterday, was throwing a couple of balls inaccurate because there was an obvious limp to Jordan Love. So he'll be better than he was yesterday, and the Packers will be just fine. Packers have some tougher games coming up, though, in the latter part of the schedule, so they're going to need him to be out on the field. But now you find yourself as a Packer fan, you're 2-2. You're 2 games behind the Vikings, and maybe 3, because now you got to go to Minnesota and beat the Vikings later in the year in order to have any chance at a tiebreaker. So you're 2.5 games back, but there's still 13 to go, so a long ways in the season. The Vikings, I think, are the surprise team of the National Football League. I thought the Vikings would be good defensively because they picked up a lot of guys in the offseason. I thought they would be a better team defensively. Nobody saw Sam Darnold being pretty good. He's not. I mean, he can still throw a pick here and there, but all quarterbacks do. But nobody saw that coming for the Vikings. And the Viking offensive line is better, too. It's a good Viking team, but you have to stay healthy. I mean, dominating team in the first 5 weeks of the season will set you up to be in the playoffs, but it won't set you up to be successful in the playoffs. You got to be healthy. So we'll see how that season plays out. Packers in action coming up this week. And let me get my schedule here. The Vikings get to go to London for a game. I'm sure everyone involved is just thrilled about packing up all the equipment and heading across the seas. The Packers, meanwhile, travel to take on the Rams. And that'll be a 3:25 kick for you on Sunday and a 1 o'clock pregame on that. Brewers going to do their playoff thing on tomorrow and Wednesday. What do we got? 4:30 tomorrow, and I think 6:30 on Wednesday. Their opponent's going to be determined today because the Mets and the Braves. Is it the Mets and the Braves? They're playing today. So depending on how that doubleheader goes, will determine who the Brewers are going to play. And it's a best of three. And all three games, the third one, if necessary, will all be at AmFam Field. So I'm sure if you want to zip down there and grab a ticket, you can probably do that. It may not be cheap, but you certainly can do it. What else? Oh, can we take a break from... This is going to sound really like I'm really old, but can we take... Oh, before I get to that, the keyword Dells, D-E-L-L-S. We're giving away some extended summer Dells tickets for 4 days in a row. The winner, the daily winner today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, each going to get four tickets to Mount Olympus to get you into the indoor water park. Four tickets to the top secret attractions. And we're also going to throw in some tickets to the Pirates Cove Golf and the original Ducks. But whether or not you can use those will depend on when you go. I mean, if you wait to go to Mount Olympus in December, then probably those aren't going to be available. It's going to be a little bit cold. But Mount Olympus is a good deal. You can even day trip that if you want to down and back to Mount Olympus with the kids or the grandkids. We have too many days. I feel pressure when I go on social media and I see that today is National Cousins Day. And then tomorrow is National Sons Day. And then the next one is National Daughters Day. Then it's National Grandkids Day. And then it's National In-Laws Day. There's just so... I feel social pressure. I see it and I'm like, well, that's nice, but whatever. And then I see everybody posting. I'm just like, well, is my son going to think I'm some kind of a goober father if I don't post on social media? Happy Sons Day. I feel social media pressure to keep up with all the days, all these little Hallmark holidays. There's probably cards that you could send too if you wanted to. So I'm feeling the pressure of that because it wasn't at National Sons Day, then it was National. I asked my wife yesterday, I said, did I miss National Sons Day? And she said, I don't know. She said, I think it might have been Friday or maybe Saturday. So I talked to my son on the phone over the weekend. I never did wish him a happy Sons Day. I'm sure it would have changed his life. What else here from the weekend? Peyton Manning's pretty funny, isn't he? It's Peyton Manning commercials. He's become the new guy, right? He's just funny. Not only the commercials that he does, but he does some bits on YouTube and stuff. And I find him very entertaining. Peyton Manning. How about Eli Manning going into the Hall of Fame? He won two Super Bowls. You look at his stats do not make him a Hall of Famer. But the fact that the media likes him a lot, he gets along, and he won two Super Bowls and did it in pretty... he beat, Tom Brady twice, wasn't it? Both times? He was not a great quarterback. Stats prove out that he was not a great quarterback, but he's going to get into the Hall of Fame. Maybe not on the first ballot, but he will. How about that Alabama-Georgia game from the weekend? Did you watch that? I just had it on the TV on Saturday night, and I saw that Alabama got out to a huge lead. And then I was thinking about going to bed, and Georgia started coming back and started coming back. And so I watched it to the end. That was ended up being quite a college football game. Disappointing weekend for the Badgers, as Badgers had a good first half, and then things just kind of fell apart against a pretty good USC team. Congratulations to the Phillips Loggers, Shawamigan Screaming Eagles, both getting wins over the weekend. We'll have Coach Morgan on and Coach Precor on tomorrow morning, Coach's Show, at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Again, your keyword is Dells in our extended summer text to win contest, giving away Dells ticket packages. Get that to us anytime today. We're just going to do one word, Dells, you're good. We'll announce the winner tomorrow morning, and then we'll do it with a different keyword on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Twice an hour news and sports, so let's get to that right now.
Devastation across the southeast. Hurricane Helene taking the lives of 91 people and leaving 2 million homes and businesses without power. ABC's Faith Abube.
In Asheville, North Carolina, Helene and a separate system dumping 14 inches of rain combined and as much as 30 inches in nearby mountains, triggering flash flooding and landslides. More than 500 National Guards members joining local emergency responders, conducting search and rescue missions, delivering supplies, and working to restore infrastructure. Asheville's water system severely damaged, too.
Israel firing further into Lebanon following its assassination of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah over the weekend. Dozens of U.S. ports could be shutting down at midnight if the union representing 45,000 dock workers carries through with the threatened strike. In the nation that sparked the Industrial Revolution, Britain's last coal-fired power plant closes today. Most of Britain's electricity comes from renewable sources. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A downsized Trump rally in southwest Wisconsin. The Republican nominee for president wanted to campaign outdoors Saturday at the Prairie du Chien Airport. But the rally got moved to an indoor performing arts center that seats 650. It's because several Secret Service agents were providing security at the United Nations General Assembly meetings in New York. The disgraced former chancellor of UW-La Crosse is fired again, this time from his teaching job. Jimmy Kuska has the latest on Joe Gao.
Gao was fired as chancellor in December after UW officials learned he was producing and appearing in online pornography. Earlier this year, a UW-La Crosse panel recommended removing Gao from his faculty position. The Board of Regents listened to 45 minutes of discussion before making the decision in closed session. I'm Jimmy Kuska.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation have announced $32 million in federal funds being sent out for 56 local improvement projects across the state through the Transportation Alternatives Program. A statement says the money will be used to support initiatives for safe, non-motorized transportation, including bike and pedestrian trails, sidewalks, and safe route to school projects. Evers said, quote, "These transportation alternative projects will help connect communities in every corner of Wisconsin and provide families with safer routes to work, school, appointments, and more," end quote. Projects receive up to 80% federal funding, with a minimum 20% covered by the local government. Notable projects include a $1.4 million multi-use trail in Rice Lake, a $973,000 ADA-compliant pedestrian bridge in Waupaca, and $1.7 million for sidewalk improvements around schools in Fort Atkinson. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Packers fall to 2-2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Kuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Minnesota led Green Bay 28-0 at the half, but the Packers were able to move the ball and put up points in the second half before falling short against the Vikings 31-29. Coach Matt LaFleur said the team started slow but finished strong.
Unfortunately, we just didn't get enough completions, but I did think he looked, as the game went, it seemed to me that he looked more and more comfortable. We made more explosive plays, which is tough to do when a team's sitting back in two shell.
Green Bay heads to LA to play the Rams on Sunday. The Milwaukee Brewers are off today as they await their postseason opponent. The Mets and Braves play a doubleheader today to determine postseason seeding. A sweep by either team means the Brewers get Arizona. A split means Milwaukee faces the Mets tomorrow. First pitch is just after 4:30 in Milwaukee tomorrow. And after dropping two games, the 2-2 Badgers host Purdue on Saturday with an 11 a.m. kickoff. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Kuska with Civic Media Sports.
On the local sports scene, the Logger volleyball team hosted a seven-team invite on Saturday. The host team Loggers winning it with a 5-0 record, 2-0 wins over Bruce, Rhinelander, and Shawamigan. And then the Loggers got wins over Florence and Prentice to grab the championship, Prentice finishing in second. Florence third, Rhinelander fourth, Elko fifth, Shawamigan in sixth, and Bruce finished in seventh. For Phillips leading the way in service, serving was Annika Tobias, and Chloe Esterholm with 34. Attack kills, it was Matea Eckert with 59 and Lily Miller with 14. And Lily led in assist with 77. And Diggs, Layla Staroba, led with 43. And Loggers win their invite. Eight-man football from Friday. Both Shawamigan and Phillips winning. Shawamigan over Athens, 32-0. Phillips tops Flambeau, 52-26. It was Rib Lake defeating Prentice Friday night, 46-32. Archived audio of the Shawamigan and Athens, Shawamigan and Phillips victories, can both be found right now at 98qcountry.com under the Sports tab.
It's time to seize the moment. Trust the team at Round Lake Marina to get you on the water with dock and lift installation services and premium boat rental and sales. They carry the brands you love. Sea Arc, Godfrey, Nautique, Candock, Shore Station, and Pure Pleasure. They're raising the bar for your summer experience, ensuring endless fun and relaxation on the water. Live free, have fun. Visit us at 12480 County Road B in Hayward, Wisconsin, or online at roundlakemarina.com.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
Static X Electrical salutes the brave men and women of our armed forces. You can help our soldiers by donating blood. One pint of blood can save up to three lives. Be a silent hero. Get out and donate blood for our soldiers. This message courtesy of Jason Nelson, the family and the staff at Static X Electrical, specializing in residential and commercial electrical contracting. Quality work on time and on budget, and at a competitive price. Call 715-762-1755. Static X Electrical, on the air because they care.
Save big money on your door project right now at Menards. Update your home with beautiful Mastercraft doors. Mastercraft has been building high-quality doors for over 50 years. Design your door your way with our free step-by-step design program, or choose from our great in-stock selection. Save big on your new door at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Visit your local independent CarQuest Auto Parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at carquest.com.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menu signs and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
One more warm day today, mostly sunny, breezy, with a high in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon. Tonight, a cold front comes through, breezy, clear, low of 43. Tomorrow, sunny and a lot colder, with a high of only 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
Well, every once in a while on the morning show, we like to feature local musicians. This guy's out of Wausau. I was emailing him over the weekend. His name is Todd Werner, W-E-R-N-E-R. I'm sure you can check him out on Facebook. And he's got a new song out. We're going to give a little spin here this morning because I think it's a pretty good song. Local guy from Wausau, Todd Werner, here on 98Q Country.
been here a little bit too long, you know, for me. So come on and take a little ride with me, ride on down to Tennessee. We'll get a little sun, a lot of country and some boogie too. So won't you pack it up and drive away with me? We can dance the whole night through. And I'll say, oh yeah, play another tune for me. And I'll say, oh yeah, dance another dance with me. Cause there's no other place we need to be, to be, to be. Take a ride with me. Now we'll be there if we leave in the morning light. Don't you know we could both be out of town, down in Nashville tonight? Cause I wanna hear a sweet guitar and a fiddle too. Yeah, maybe just a little more backbeat there. I love to hear that bass shine through. Say, oh yeah, play another tune for me. I say, oh yeah, dance another dance with me. Cause there's no other place we need to be, to be, to be. Now take a ride with me. Guess you never know where we're gonna be. That's what I love about you and me. We'll have a little fun, guarantee. Now take a ride with me.
Take a ride.
I'll say, oh yeah, play another tune for me. And I'll say, oh, dance another dance with me. Cause there's no other place we need to be, to be, to be. Take a ride with me.
Take a ride. Take a ride. Take a ride.
Take a ride.
Good Wausau guy, Todd Warner. Google him, Todd, W-E-R-N-E-R, music, Todd Warner music. Very talented. Very talented guy. Always like to feature local musicians. Feel free to email us if you got anybody that you want us to look at, wcqm@civicmedia.us. Keyword is Dells. You got all day to text that to us. We're giving away four tickets to four different attractions in the Dells. One winner today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. It's an extended summer text to win contest, and it includes four tickets to Mount Olympus. I mean, at the very least, you could take the Mount Olympus tickets. You could day trip that, even if your budget is tight. You know, you could leave early in the morning. Kids would have a blast at the Mount Olympus, and you could be home at night if you wanted to pull that off. So we're going to give away four tickets to four different attractions at the Dells today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday. Keyword Dells, D-E-L-L-S. Get that to us by the end of the day.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we can buy more things. We've been led to believe that corporations are the job creators and that they drive the economy. We have been told that corporations won't expand and create jobs if they are not given large tax cuts as incentive. It's not true. The economy is not driven by the supply of goods. It is driven by our demand for goods. A living wage, affordable childcare, Paid family leave and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut corporate taxes, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone or tax cut for corporations. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Roderick's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is your complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Roderick's Lumber in Fifield, family owned and operated since 1971.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
There's a plane or a bus leaving Dallas. I hope you're on it. If there's a train moving fast down the tracks, I hope you caught it. 'Cause I swear out there ought to be. So catch a ride, catch a cab. Don't you know I miss you bad, but don't you walk to me. Baby, run, cut a path across the blue skies. Straight in a straight line, you can't get here fast enough. Find a truck and fire it up. Lean on the gas and off the clutch. Leave Dallas in the dust. I need you in a rush. So baby, run. If you ain't got a suitcase, get a box, an old brown paper sack. Pack it light or pack it heavy, take a truck, take a Chevy, baby, just come back. There's a shortcut to the highway out of town. Why don't you take it? Don't let that speed limit slow you down. Go on.